This is episode 1691. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and congratulations to you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, you will be guided as you repeat an affirmation, and I'll share with you some research regarding your brain's health. And this is a clarity meditation series we're exploring this week. So every day this week, you will gain some insight into how your brain works, as well as a meditation technique for clarity. And so, as you may be getting yourself all ready to meditate, I'll share a bit of insight about your brain and internet use. I know you use the internet because here you are listening to a podcast. The internet, of course, has many wonderful advantages. Here you are getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, to meditate via your device. Well, there is research that shows how if you're not careful, and if you use the internet too much, it can actually rewire your brain. Now, don't worry too much, because you are rewiring your brain as you meditate, especially when you meditate consistently for at least 10 minutes at a time. You do change neural pathways in your brain, so science tells us. And you can even feel it, because you will respond to stress in a much better way, even after meditating consistently for at least 10 minutes for 2 weeks. Well, there were some researchers at UCLA in Los Angeles who examined how our brain works when it's exposed to the internet, especially pretty regularly on a consistent basis. A book was published called The Shallows. It was by the American writer Nicholas Carr, and he published this, I believe, in 2008. And what he discovered is that he noticed that spending time online rewires your brain. And he was worried that the more time one spends online, the less one is able to be contemplative and imaginative. He also is a noted researcher, and in fact, he studies how humans age, and he especially studies the aging process. He said that the brain's plasticity extends clear into our later years. So the brain is always plastic, so it's always able to adapt and change. And so this neuroplasticity, he said, if knowing what we know today about the brain's plasticity, you were to set out to invent a medium that would rewire our mental circuits as quickly and thoroughly as possible, you would probably end up designing something that looks and works a lot like the internet. So this research also was carried out by another researcher called Dr. Gary Small, and he co-authored a book titled iBrain. He carried out research with two groups of individuals. One group of 12 people were complete newcomers to using the internet. The other group was comprised of 12 experienced web users. And he pointed out that a key difference initially between the two groups was in an area of the brain called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. And this deals with short-term memory and decision-making. And he noticed that the newcomers to the internet showed hardly any activity there, whereas the web veterans were really firing up in this part of the brain. Well, 6 days later, just 6 days, the newcomers were told to spend an hour a day online, just 1 hour a day online. And then after 6 days, the two groups' brains were scanned again. And this time, things became interesting. He says, after just 5 days of practice, the exact same neural circuitry in the front part of the brain became active in the internet naive subjects. So those were the newcomers. 5 hours on the internet, and these naive subjects, the newcomers, had already rewired their brains. So he says even an old brain can be quite malleable and responsive to what's going on with technology. It's a basic principle that the brain is very sensitive to any kind of stimulation, and from moment to moment, there's a very complex cascade of neurochemical electrical consequences to every form of stimulation. If you have repeated stimulation, your neural circuits will be excited, but if you neglect other stimuli, other neural circuits will be weakened. So, as he sees it, our ability to learn suffers and our understanding remains shallow when we spend too much time conditioning it to the internet. So this is some food for thought for you as you go through this week's Clarity series. I spent a little bit of time sharing this information with you because I think it's incredibly important as you are rewiring your brain's neural pathways as you meditate it right there in the prefrontal lobes. Well, the internet use, consistently using the internet, even as the newcomers only used it an hour a day, after 5 days, their brains were already being rewired. So take care what you do with your time and how you spend the hours of your life. You're going to need to go online. It's how we live our lives these days. But it is the clicking around, the Googling, these things don't fare well with your brain. So in today's meditation, the technique I want to share with you is an affirmation where you repeat, I own the day. I own the day. I encourage you to repeat this in the morning and in the evening. Two powerful times to repeat affirmations because your brain is not so distracted. In the morning, when you haven't yet exposed yourself to all the energies of the day, and in the evening when you're quieting down. When you're online, I encourage you to repeat, "I own the day," so that you don't spend too much time rewiring your brain's circuitry as you spend hours jumping back and forth and all around over the internet. So we'll repeat this affirmation. I'll get you started. And remember, you know, you can find my full half hour guided meditations. Imagine how strong your prefrontal lobes would be if you meditated for half an hour, but you can meditate up to any point you want, up to half an hour, on my app called the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you can try it when you subscribe. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free, where you can cancel at any point during that 2 weeks and receive no charges at all. And you get access to over 1,800 guided meditations, a new one added every day. And you also get a journal customized for the week's series. So you would get a clarity journal for this week's series. And you get a slowdown guide with the different techniques organized for you that you can do throughout the day. It's a meditation cheat sheet for the week. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, uplift your eyes to that part of your brain we've been talking about today, your prefrontal cortex. It's often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Uplift your eyes there to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to relax your mind and your body. And think about for a moment the part of your life you'd like to be a little more clear about, to have a little more clarity about this part of your life. Now, repeat the affirmation. I own the day. I own the day. I own the day. Continue to repeat the affirmation for as long as you want, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.